So a girl just came up to me and she asked me what I was doing because I was recording a video. And we got talking about random things. Okay, who are you? What do you do? Whatever. And she goes, yeah, like they call you cult leader. So I started laughing because obviously she knows me from somewhere already. And we just had like a little bit of a chit chat. And then I asked her, do you like Andrew Tate? And I always ask this question, or I very often will ask this question to a girl that I meet, and I suggest you do the same thing, because it's a fantastic way to vet the intelligence and the character of a woman. I'm telling you, consistently what you'll find is girls will tell you, like, no, I don't like Andrew Tate. He objectifies women, whatever. There'll be nothing but headaches in your life, and even just sleeping with them isn't gonna be worth it. It's like just being around, like, retards is just not worth it. Anyone who, like, really hates him. And honestly, the same is said for guys as well. When I meet guys who say that they like him, they're always fucking chads. They're always jacked. They're always into martial arts, disciplined, eating steak. They're always into business. They've got great character. They're like, pretty loyal guys. And whenever I meet a little pussy little fag guy who's like, oh yeah, I don't like him, he's a misogynist, he's a scammer, I'm like, they're always little fucking dorks. And with girls, what's interesting is when you meet girls who say they like Andrew Tate, they're often quite feminine, beautiful, very romantic girls, and quite like traditional. You know, I wouldn't say they're automatically wife quality, you still absolutely have to vet them. But it shows like a great level of like awareness and in social intelligence, and also some fucking guts as well for her to say that and know that, you know, it's a bit of a social suicide in front of other people when they hear like she likes Andrew Tate as well. So yeah, maybe this is a lesson for you. When you're meeting girls, just randomly bring up Andrew Tate and just ask them straight up, what do you think about him? And when you do get a girl who says like, oh, he's awful, you don't like him, do you? Then it's like, okay, well, let's see if you've got any fucking balls. Tell the truth. Look her in the fucking eyes and say, yeah, I do like him, actually. I like his message, and I think masculinity is very important. Yeah, what I find is the ones who are very hateful towards Tate, they will instantly, like, say some bullshit, and they will start acting all like, oh, he objectifies women, and he says this, and he does that, and whatever. And they're women who I genuinely, like, lose so much interest in, and I'm not even, like, not even going to entertain it, even to try and just sleep with the girl or whatever. So when this happens to you and you ask a girl, do you like Tate, and she says no, think to yourself, like, yeah, have a pair of fucking balls and just, like, don't even continue the conversation. If, for example, you are like me, obviously you're like a man with two testicles, if you're a semi-bald man, if you're like a one testicle man and you don't like Tate either, then of course, by all means, like, continue and speak about being a vegan with her and whatever, and like having low testosterone, since you've got that in common with the girl. But what I found is, like, basically any man worth for me befriending likes Tate. I'm just being so straight up. And any guy I meet who doesn't like Tate, and any woman I meet who doesn't like Tate, they're never worth spending any time with personally. So asking people that question, and then the second part is like actually having the balls to then spend less time with the people who say they don't, or spend more time maybe with the people who say they do. Hopefully this helps you in your little social dating life. Just fucking ask the question and see what happens. And top link in the description is my full self-improvement red pill dating program. You join that and I'll basically help you with implementing stuff like this and actually meeting some good people, men and women, in your life. Let me ask you a question. Do you like Andrew Tate?
I don't know him much, but...
Closest to the mic. Come on, you're supposed to be a professional.
Do I have to take the microphone?
Yeah. You don't like him?
I don't know, because I don't have an opinion, because I don't
like
really...
masculine men?
Masculine? Yeah.
Yes. Fuck yeah, she likes masculine men. Sweet. I was making a video.
Saying you should ask every girl you meet if she likes Andrew Tate or, like, masculine men. Because the girls were like, no, like, ew, like, they're all misogynist or whatever. It's usually that girl is not very feminine. But very, like, feminine, beautiful girls, they always say, like, yeah, like, I want men to be strong, of course.
I agree.
You're supposed to be a professional, man. you're supposed to be a professional. You don't know how to use a microphone.
This is the microphone, right?
Yeah.
I said, I agree.
There you go.
You have a very nice voice.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye, guys.